Hey, it's Kyle Meredith, host of the Kyle Meredith With podcast, presented by WFPK at WFPK.org and the Consequence Podcast Network. It's a series that puts the spotlight on iconic musicians and actors, inviting them to drop by and talk about their latest projects, whether it's albums, TV shows, films, or beyond.
I'm going to say something I don't want to say. Here it goes. Without Spinal Tap, there is no Tenacious D.
Whoa. Man.
We get great stories and the biggest scoops from people like Garbage's Shirley Manson, the 1975's Matty Healy, Jack Black and Kyle Gass of Tenacious D, Maya Hawke, Kiefer Sutherland, and everyone in between. New episodes arrive every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so it's a great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover some new ones. You can find Kyle Meredith With on the Consequence Podcast Network or wherever you get your podcasts.
To find out what's really going on behind the music, sometimes you have to dig deep. I'm Dr. Mike, and on the new season of Going There, we're doing just that.
Art or music can be your escape and your therapy.
Going There is the podcast at the crossroads of music and mental health, where we have raw, meaningful conversations with artists like Noah Kahan, Julian Baker, Jason Isbell, Youngblood, The Head and the Heart, and Bishop Briggs.
I recently heard someone describe grief as glitter, where you'll clean it up and then you'll find little pieces.
By opening ourselves up to these real discussions about mental health, we can foster understanding and gain even greater appreciation for the music we all love.
For me, like, my favorite songs give me happy tears.
So join me and some of your favorite artists on the new season of Going There with Dr. Mike, brought to you by Sound Mind Live and the Consequence Podcast Network. Subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Tour set pop.
So, before we do anything, I just really need to talk about these pictures of Namjoon.
Mm-hmm.
He tweeted them. They're incredible. He's like sitting in a house, in a traditional style house, and he has this sleeveless white shirt on that's scoop neck and amazing glowing skin and like black hair and these arms that you just want. Like, I just want to wrap them around me. I think when he tweeted these, like, I freaked out. I'm still not over it, but I literally freaked out.
You did, and you sent them to me, and you sent paragraphs of just describing how incredible he looks and everything about him, which I agree. Like, his black hair, his arms are really exposed. He's got this really deep swoop neck under, like, this tank top that he's wearing. Yeah, he looks great. I actually sent them to my friend Sarah, like, how you doing? Are you upset? Just being a June stan.
How was she?
Oh, no, she's not okay. No, and yeah. I also ended up sending, like, a little section of that interview for, like, Radio Disney, where he said, like, when he was younger, he wanted to grow up to be a dad. Could he be any more perfect?
He just looks so perfect. And like this photo set, like the first one, he's kind of like smiling a little bit and looking off and the light is catching his face so perfectly. And then the second picture, he's just staring right into your soul. And I truly cannot look at that picture for too long because I just can't handle his gaze.
No, the more I look at it, the more I just melt into myself. Like, I can't. No. He just, so cute. Perfect.
Some major, major June appreciation.
Definitely.
But we do want to say welcome back, guys.
Yeah, welcome back.
I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany. And this is Standing BTS.
Yes.
Yeah. Welcome to another wonderful episode where we get to hang out for about an hour and just talk about BTS.
What a wonderful hour it is, too. But disclaimer, this is an informative fangirl podcast. That means that we're going to fangirl, laugh, and learn a little bit along the way.
Yep, that's right. This is an explicit podcast, though, so if you aren't cool with that, you can dip out now. We won't blame you.
Totally. But if you're down for some, I'm not fucking ready to be wrecked like this.
Mm-mm. Not at all. Or nothing can prepare any army for minute two, second four of Boy Meets Evil.
So fucking true. If you're down for that, then you are in the right place, because today we are going to talk about Boy Meets Evil, which is, of course, J-Hope's solo intro song to the Wings album. We've given Singularity, Euphoria, Epiphany, and Persona their own episodes, so it's only fitting that Hosok gets his time to shine as well.
Of course, yeah. And before you say, well, what about Serendipity? We promise that we will give Serendipity its moment to shine when we finally get to cover the Love Yourself Her era. We just haven't gotten to it yet. It happened before we made the podcast, but we will get there. We're on our way there. We made it to Wings. I'm just glad we made it to Wings.
Oh, God. And we are so happy to be there. So we will get there. But before we get into Boy Meets Evil today, we do have to thank you wonderful armies for being here and for supporting us. If you are a fan of this show and you want to show your support for us, you can do that by telling people about us and by writing a review on iTunes or Apple Podcasts or really wherever you listen. It means so much to us and it really helps us out. And then if you want to go above and beyond, and if you'd like to show us a little bit more support, you can do that by donating monthly to our Patreon at patreon.com/standingbts.
Or if you'd like, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/standingbtspodcast. Your support, guys, helps us to improve the quality of our content and to just continue putting out weekly episodes. Any type of support is super appreciated in any form. We're just glad you all are here.
Yes.
We also would like to mention that from now on, we will be posting our show notes to Patreon. So if you're interested in seeing the behind the scenes of how this podcast is really put together and organized, be sure to head over to our Patreon to check it out.
Yeah. And anybody who's subscribed to our Patreon at any level will be able to see it. So even if you can only give us a dollar a month, you could see our show notes that we put out every week. And really, this is like the meat and bones of the podcast, like what we follow every week. So they're super cool. You guys have requested that we make them available. And you guys can actually go into the document that we type it in and you can make comments and it can be really interactive and cool. So we're super excited for that and hope that you guys go and check it out.
I remember when Emily guest hosted on the podcast, when she got access to the Google Doc, she was like, wow, this is super awesome. Yeah. Like, just like looking at it.
We do have to dive into some content of the week here. This week, disregarding those pictures of Namjoon that will wreck me forever. I just have to go back to the roots of content of the week for me, which for me is a YouTube video. And this week I was fittingly completely destroyed by a YouTube video called J-Hope is Actually Your Bias.
Yeah.
And it's by Fandoms Unite and it is just like 8 minutes of pure J-Hope bliss. And I highly suggest that everybody goes and enjoys it.
Yeah. When you sent it to me, I actually saved it for a day that I could like soak in the bathtub and just relax. I'm like, I'm going to watch this video. That's just 8 minutes of all J-Hope.
Yes.
So my content of the week is the tweet that Yoongi made of Min Holly and him cuddling together. It was so sweet to see this because we all cuddle our pets like this. And to just see Yoongi do it, it just goes to show that he's just like a normal dude, you know, and he just loves Holly so much. And it's been, I don't even remember the last time we got to see Holly.
A long time.
Yeah. Also, some of my favorite Yoongi fics involve Holly.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I love those pictures, too. He just looks so happy. Who doesn't love to cuddle their dog like that? Like, the best.
I loved that he shared that with us.
Yeah, super special.
Okay, wow. Like, let's get into this. So
let's do it. I think we're both really excited to
We're pumped to talk about this episode. We've mentioned it multiple times, just like preparing, like we're ready to do this. So just to give you guys an overview of how we're going to lay out this episode, we're first going to dive into the lyrics and choreography because the lyrics actually have a lot of substance to the video, to the choreography, and what J-Hope is like presenting with his movements. Mm-hmm. So we'll dive into that at the beginning. And then later on, we're going to discuss the setting and the style of the music video. And then lastly, we're just going to kind of fangirl and share our favorite.
You know us.
Yeah, we're just going to share all our favorite moments of the music video in chronological order. So every like 10 to 15 seconds or less, we have something to share.
Yeah, and you're not exaggerating at all. It's going to be absolutely amazing.
Yeah. All right. So Wings, the intro, Boy Meets Evil, the comeback trailer, it was released on September 25th, 2016. And we just want to give some background to the lyrics and, you know, kind of the meaning of the song here. So we're just going to mention Namjoon's intro at the beginning. So this is Namjoon's intro. He says, "My sin was not specifically this or that, but consisted of having shaken hands with the devil. The devil held me in his clutches. The enemy was behind me."
Wow. And even just knowing what we're getting into, this quote is so perfect to go along with this song. We talked about in Wings Part One that a lot of themes and kind of like storylines in Wings can be based on the book Demian. And this song as well contains one of the main points from the book, which is that a pure boy meets evil or sin and that it strangely draws him in. So we do have some lyrics that to us really spoke to this concept. So these are kind of like sources of the sin or of the evil that are reflected in the lyrics. So one says, "Venom of my ambition, uncontrollable greed." So obviously this is greed and ambition is what is pulling him towards this evil. And he even says, "I know," which is obviously saying like he's conscious of his decision to meet evil. He's willingly going into this situation.
Yes. I love the "I know" because it does give that conscious idea of like, I know what I'm getting into here.
Yeah.
But then the lyrics go into saying, "I was a fool addicted to sweetness," that he just can't be moved away from this evil, like knowing that he's a fool for this, but like just addicted to that sweetness. It's just so, it's difficult for him to pass it up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then we have the refrain where he sings, "Too bad, but it's too sweet. But it's too sweet. It's too sweet.
It's too sweet. It's too sweet." Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I particularly love this part of the song because of the way that the lyrics are so simplistic in saying like "too bad, but it's too sweet." But it describes perfectly the conflict that's going on here. Like he knows that sin is bad. He knows it's too bad. But again, it's too sweet. It's too tempting.
Yeah. For sure. And he also goes on to say after this that there's red blood from being torn apart by reality. "I close my eyes every night from twisted reality." So we see this physically represented in the video by what we've kind of described and decided to be like these two different realities, these places where he's being pulled and pulled from and pulled into. So really a big point that we want to make about this choreography is that it conveys feelings of inner turmoil and conflict. There's a lot of themes represented throughout the choreography that show him being pulled in different directions and kind of allude to him not being in control of his own movements.
Yeah. And just going off of that with the choreography, he consistently throughout it looks at his hands as if his hands are being controlled or possessed by something else. And the choreography just looks like his body is being pulled and manipulated in all these directions, as if Hobie doesn't know which way to go, but also like being pulled between these two opposing forces, like good versus evil, which I think is kind of the main concept. But there's also like that, there's a lot of duality going on, you know, just the good, the evil, The temptation.
The temptation is huge. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And not being able to fight against the temptation and having the conflict between knowing you should fight against the temptation, but then mm-hmm. not. Huge. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Or just going back to like Nam June's quote, like shaking hands with the devil. Yeah. That like just giving in to sin once and then becoming consumed by it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it, oh, the choreography perfectly depicts this concept. And that's really all we're going to talk about for the lyrics and the choreography, because when we get into like our favorite parts, we're really going to dive into the choreography, for sure. Like specific movements that are all very well known to all of us during this music yeah. video. But also if you guys want to look more into the choreography, you definitely should check out the Hope on the Street Boy Meets Evil practice video. We'll link it in the mm-hmm. description, but it's just really great to see because it gives you perspective on how hard Hobie worked on making this choreography, developing this choreography. And as we get into like the fangirly portion, even though it's fangirly, to me, it gave me a lot of appreciation for Hosok's dedication to his choreography, his song and intro, Boy Meets Evil.
Yeah, for sure. And something that we talked about before recording this after research was just like, we already know how hard he works and how much he puts mm-hmm. into his art of dance and the way he expresses, you know, the way he expresses the lyrics through the dance mm-hmm. moves that he's created for this song is absolutely incredible. And I think a genius way to convey the meaning of the song. And so, yeah, we will dive a lot more into it, in the fangirl moments, but this is really a great video to see all of that hard work he put into the choreography.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So let's talk about the setting just to give us a really good idea of, what it looks like,
where
the space that he's in.
Take us there, Kayla.
I'll take you there. So there are concrete floors and brick walls, and the brick walls have some concrete trim. And there's also like brick archways. So think about this, kind of looks like a very industrial space. It's maybe revamped or updated because it looks very mm-hmm. clean. Everything's put together very nicely. There's some lights on the walls, like three little lamps. Mm-hmm. But there's also on the ceiling, like long, thin one fluorescent light, like mm-hmm. on each side of the room, kind of. Mm-hmm. The main aesthetic of this room, the biggest thing that's important is that it's very dark and foggy and kind of dusty. So we kind of deduce that they must have had like at least two big fog machines pumping in from the front. Mm-hmm. But it just creates these plumes of magenta, purpley fog as the lights that they have kind of float through it. And then there's that pure white lighting from the fluorescent lights from the ceiling from above. It just looks so incredible. And it's wonderful.
I really want like a behind the scenes of Boy Meets Evil to really see how they did this, because it might be computer graphic, but that fog really contributes to the aesthetic as the music video goes on, because the fog starts to move with Hobie's body mm-hmm. and spins with him. It's just really neat, that magenta yeah. purple fog. And it just, the fog gives color to this empty room, this empty space. And you can't really see the natural colors of the brick walls or the concrete. And so it's really vital to the overall aesthetic of the video.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. And then kind of just to add on to the setting here at the end, there is a portion where we go into that like alternate universe, that augmented reality. And so this is kind of like what we saw in the Mama short film for mm-hmm. Hobie, is that neon color glow, like that comes through with like these splat. It just is like splattered around. It even gets on his pants, which is really cool, but it's like a goop, or I'm not sure, but that mm-hmm. neon color. Oh, it's set, like they lit up a black light above him, kind of, yeah. to like really bring out this neon color.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, really cool.
But that's
cool.
Definitely like that alternate space that we get to see.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously we have to talk a little bit about the outfit. Mm-hmm. So in this video, J-Hope is wearing a very loose, silky, white long-sleeved shirt, and it has a V-neckline, but it's a button-up shirt with like a little bit of a collar.
Yeah.
And on the collar, there's this thin, silver, glittery outline that just goes around and kind of down the front part of the shirt. And it just adds like that little bit of sparkle and that little bit of shine that just
it portrays that little bit of wings. what's to come. Because Blood, Sweat, and Tears, shit.
The fuck, yeah.
Next episode.
So it's that little bit of like beauty and glam that we like get to see it in Wings. And then there's also when he kind of goes into the alternate universe, augmented reality space, there's a second shirt that we had never noticed before. It's nearly identical except that it doesn't have a collar. It's a collarless, just straight lined shirt, but still silky and white and long sleeved, and it has like the glittery detail.
Yeah, maybe a little less formal, maybe a little bit more relaxed, but I would have never noticed the difference. You noticed the two different shirts. I was like, wow.
I surprised myself. Yeah.
He's also wearing these skinny black jeans that have rips right at the knees. I think there's also like a little zipper down at the bottom. I noticed that like just this last time watching Boy Meets Evil. And then he's also got these shiny black performance kind of dancing shoes that have a very thick sole on them.
I feel like we see them wear those on stage.
Yeah. I think they're performing shoes. Yeah, like dancing shoes. So he's wearing those, which is fitting. And then we have to talk about his hair. At this point in time, we've got the reddish orange bowl haircut that Hobie so pulled off. It really just looks great on him. His hair, how it's styled, it's pretty straight, but it's very fluffy and fluid because when he's dancing, you see it bounce and move along with him. We also get the occasional forehead exposure, which we're always on board with. So thank you.
Always. Anytime. Yeah. Just like this haircut is absolutely fucking perfect on him. Like he's the only one who can make this haircut look so incredible. And just, I'm just, as you're describing him, I'm just sitting there picturing just how fucking attractive he is. Like with,
he looks so fucking hot in this video. There's no other way to put it. Like he just looks very appealing and sinful.
Yeah, God. You know,
I have to
You have to. That's a perfect transition into our fangirl and must mention moments. So let's just dive right into the beginning of the video. So we begin with J-Hope sitting, kind of kneeling on the floor. And what I have always loved about this, this beginning, is to stand up from this kneeling position. He outstretches his arms and puts his fingertips on the floor and kind of walks them forward, inches them forward a little bit, and then puts his weight on them as he stands up. And I've just always been struck by that movement, as it's such a dancer approach to standing up gracefully in this video. And it's already kind of setting the tone, like this kind of stiff movement. He's, the next thing he does is he walks down this hallway, and the last time we watched it, I was like, he's kind of walking along, like his feet are heavy, like he's being pulled along. And you mentioned that it's slightly in slow motion and that his arms are also moving kind of like they're dead weight, but this is very sexy though. Like just have to add that in, like right at the beginning.
Very sexy. Yeah. With the inching like forward with his fingertips and everything, I might be speaking like a little prematurely here, but something I'm probably going to mention a lot throughout is just how his, the choreography, what I never realized, really stems from his hands. His hands are really controlling all components of the choreography. And so usually you stand up from your legs. Your legs are the powerhouse of what gets you to stand up. But he goes as far to use his hands as the way of getting up.
Yeah.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it.
The hands are going to be a huge theme.
So getting just a little bit more into the choreography here, throughout his movements, I think we can all note, we all notice that his movements are very intricate and detailed. very powerful and strong. There's so much force and emphasis that goes behind each movement that he does. Mm-hmm. And it's quick. I have to say that it's really quick, especially like his movements with his hands. It's like, I don't even know how he fit that many movements and motions into just 1 second of the song. It's very impressive.
We, again, obviously, since we discovered half speed on YouTube, obviously we watched this video at half speed. And I will tell you, every single video that you watch of BTS, watch it at half speed. It was incredible, but we never realized how many small, intricate movements and details that he has in the stance until we watch this video. Like, at top speed, you can see that he's moving very quickly, but it is so hard to truly appreciate how intricate this choreography is.
Yeah. And he made it. And it makes me just appreciate how much design and planning went into the choreography. And when I noticed this whole like hand manipulating his body thing, I was like, wow, he put so much thought into it.
He's a genius. Like, with this, like, that's how I feel about it. This hand thing, you guys, you're not even ready. Like, I'm still upset.
When it really clicked for me was at minute 1:19. So at 1:19, he's in this full kind of like lunge, and as his hand crosses his body, he touches his knee and it manipulates his leg to move outward. And then he goes to the other knee and the leg moves outward. I'm like, oh my gosh, his hands are controlling the bottom half of his body. His upper half is controlling the bottom half. And rarely do you see him dance and move where his legs move before his hands. Like, usually his hand will move and that leg or one of the legs will follow on the same side. I'm like, wow, fucking genius.
I mean, so yeah, this just revelation that you had is revolutionary in how we looked at this choreography and was really one of the big contributing factors to us developing a completely new appreciation for this dance, on top of like how we already knew that it was an incredible song and an incredible dance and just an all around perfect performance. But like this detail and this thing that will keep reoccurring with the hands and what it will come to represent is just absolutely so cool. And I love that you noticed this.
Yeah.
So at 1:23, I just have to mention, there is this amazing snarl that he does. You have to pause it right at it because it is very, very quick. But he has a little wrinkled, crinkled up nose and his eyes. He's glaring at us with his eyes and his hands are kind of out at that moment because of the choreography. But it is worth a pause.
Yeah, it's worth a pause. Go to it. It's also a very subtle sneak peek of what the fuck is to come. Because
dude, yes.
204.
Oh my God.
But before we get there, at 1:29, he sings the lyric Breathe or Raps Breathe. He kind of sings and raps throughout this whole song, which is so J-Hope. But he says Breathe, but as he does this, his left hand flies up to his neck to choke himself. Mm-hmm. And like, oh my God, just the pause on this, his jawline is like just hitting the lighting perfectly. His jawline looks so sharp. His facial expression looks so pained as he's like truly being accosted by some other force.
Yes. He's like, when he puts his hand up to choke himself, and then it's like it's pulling him down to the ground and it pulls him down onto his knees. So he's like being choked and pulled to his knees by this evil. And then both hands cover his mouth as if to keep him from talking, which is, I mean, it's just such a quick little movement, but you just see both of his hands go right over his mouth. And
just crazy. The symbolism of like himself choking himself, like it's a choice to give into sin. Mm-hmm. But so it's like it's himself doing it to himself, but it doesn't seem that way or appear that way as he like falls to his knees.
Yeah.
To sin. Yeah.
Yeah. Oof. Because I think I mean, just like adding on tangent, but like him not, seeing it that way, or it doesn't seem or feel like it's him attacking himself. It feels like it's this other entity, this like evil that we named it, because none of us want to see that within ourselves, that side of us, that part that we give into. And, so it's being faced with that at the same time, because going back to those lyrics, like he knows what it is, and he knows what he's doing.
But
it's an addiction. It's an addiction, and he's willingly going to meet it at the same time. So just with these little intricate movements, we're seeing and feeling all of that.
Yeah.
Something that he does right after he gets up, he looks at his hands that had just covered his mouth, and his expression just shows like he wants to break free from this possession of sin and greed. And he's looking at his hands kind of like, why are you doing this? Let me free.
Mm-hmm. I love how you put that, because his expression really does show that he wants to break free from the possession of sin. But like, the fact that he chose to give into the sin makes me also feel like he just has so much regret. Like there's a lot of regret shown here.
Yeah, wow. For sure.
Like another
it's
tangent.
It's just so
but
deep.
Yeah, it just goes to show that like Namjoon is really good at like expressing himself through lyrics. Yoongi's really good at expressing himself through production. But like this goes to show that Hobie has such a talent and skill and calling for expressing himself and music and lyrics through choreography and dance.
Yeah, truly.
Like, chills Fuck. All over.
Like, I could cry like if we talk too much about it, because like I just can't I can't understand this talent, and like we could dissect this, like his choreography forever on what he does in this video. And it truly, like I said earlier, like he's just a genius with it. Like the way that he can interpret the lyrics into this dance, and how much that we are just getting out of these little dance moves that, he put in there.
Yeah.
I think it goes to show his incredibly deep understanding of the lyrics at the same time, which is so cool.
Yeah, definitely. So another very memorable moment for this music video is at 1:43. It's where he jumps into the air and his feet hit the ground, and the concrete below him starts to crack and shatter beneath the force of him hitting the ground.
Yeah, this is a cool like shot and representation, and I feel like maybe it's a physical representation of the fight that he was dealing with internally. They do a good job in this video of portraying what's going on in the choreography, kind of with the setting, with that jump, with the kind of like the flip that we'll get here in a minute. But it's just kind of like, I feel like maybe it's kind of showing that struggle in a physical way.
Oh, I think it is. Yeah, I think it shows how hard he's fighting.
Yeah.
That he's breaking something as strong as concrete with his movements here. Mm-hmm. And it's his feet that do it, which is a little interesting too. Like the upper half versus the bottom half.
Bethany.
I'm sorry. Anyways, we get way too into it.
But I love it. I love that idea.
This is what it means to be an army.
This is what it is.
Yeah. So at minute 1, second 49, maybe second 50, kind of in there, this is where he does a very leg kick.
Yes.
Because to me, I think there's a lot of different choreography bits throughout that are very impressive, but to me, this is the most impressive. This kick that he does, it's so fast, but he somehow, in this quick little bit, is able to kick his entire leg up so high that he's able to wrap both his arms around his leg, just like encapsulating his entire leg between his arms. His leg is just like completely parallel with his torso, and
his foot is
right
by his head.
Yeah,
it's above his head. It's crazy.
The flexibility, the skill. Wow,
incredible. right after this kick, like in within the second of 150, we get an almost full profile shot of his facial expression. And it's just good to point out, he looks so pained and tormented in this little shot. And mm-hmm. I just want to use this as a moment to talk about his facial expressions and how he has been having these facial expressions throughout the entire video, and how each one of these expressions contribute to these themes of internal conflict and this struggle that he's going mm-hmm. through, and how hard it is and painful it is and tormented he is to battle with this evil and to battle against himself. So I highly recommend just looking at this moment, because I feel like it was one of those expressions that really conveyed it really well, but we mm-hmm. see it so much throughout the entire video.
Yeah. Clearly he practiced the choreography a bunch, and he expresses himself a lot through just the rapping and singing of the song. But his facial expressions are on point in this music video, and it contributes so much. I am certain that he really thought about these facial expressions too, and how he was gonna portray his emotion in the song, because during the whole music video, you see the kind of duality with his facial expressions too. He sometimes looks pained and tormented, mm-hmm. and then other times he looks like almost blissful. And ooh, the contrast because of that sin, but also the giving in to sin and how like wrong it feels.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He's also sometimes kind of singing the words, like singing a half word or like the end mm-hmm. of a phrase or something like that with his facial expression. So you can really see how into it and how it's kind of like physically connecting the lyrics and the choreography mm-hmm. when he does that. We talk every time we talk about his dance about how much he thinks about his facial expressions and how much that sells the choreography. Yeah. And this, again, of course, is one of those cases where mm-hmm. that definitely contributes to the overall incredible wholeness of the of the choreography. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
So right at 1:55, another moment with the hands. This is when his hands are manipulating his head, kind of pushing it back and forth, pushing it down. And mm-hmm. what I noticed within the lens of us talking about the hands kind of controlling, you know, other parts of his bodies, it seemed like the hands were having like these rough kind of punishing movements. And mm-hmm. this is when the lyrics are calling himself a fool or an idiot, based on which translation you look at. Mm-hmm. But just for falling into this trap, essentially, of this sin and this evil and not being able mm-hmm. to get out of it. So at this point, like the hands are starting to get really rough with him, and kind of like, I feel like it's looking like they're controlling him more.
Oh yeah. And just like the physical representation of this, like his head is what's being manipulated at this point, which isn't done much throughout, but when he's calling himself a fool, that kind of internal thought to see him be mm-hmm. like messing with his head at this point. Yeah,
for sure.
Mm-hmm. So at 1:58, he does this massive like kick flip in the air. It's really neat how he does it. He kind of just jumps over. It reminds me a lot of like how Jimin does that little kick flip in the air that he does all the time. But Hobi does a similar move. And what's neat and interesting about this kick flip in the air is when he does this, we transition from that kind of dingy, foggy industrial room. Mm-hmm. And then we go into that altered reality with all these neon colors and that goop and paint splattered everywhere. The black lighting that I think kind of contributes to mm-hmm. the neon color. And so it really is like a physical like toss. Like it really looks like his hands are tossing him or throwing his body into this altered state, or maybe even tossing or throwing him into evil, if you want to go as far as saying that.
And but, I would. I mean, I just feel like that's kind of the purpose of that dance move, to move us from that one into the other. And if we're talking about the hands controlling, it really does seem like it's like, all right, the hands have just like started really controlling the head more with those movements. Mm-hmm. And then now they're being physically throwing his whole body into this other state, like fully into the evil.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When we're in that just normal looking industrial room, I feel that we get to see the facial expressions and the choreography that Hobie is portraying, like he's trying to fight off the evil or avoid mm-hmm. the evil or try not to be manipulated by the evil. But when we get flown into this altered reality with the neon colors, his facial expressions change.
Oh, yeah.
His choreography changes to be more sexy. Yeah.
And oh, yeah.
He, a little bit more sultry. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so, like, mm-hmm. what's interesting is in the music video, we were getting to a climactic point. The choreography felt very climactic mm-hmm. in the battle between self. So when yeah. this flip happens, we're kind of getting to the point of saying this is when to us the evil fully takes over. The struggle mm-hmm. is over. He's just fully succumbed to this temptation. And yeah, yeah. so from now on, it gets very, very, very sexy. Yeah. Yeah. Not that it wasn't already, but like it gets turned up to like level 1,000 at this point.
Oh, yeah. It gets during the research from here, we really lost all control. We went back and rewatched just literally like 1 second over and over and over because it was just so enticing.
I made GIFs.
You made GIFs. Thank you. I was begging you to make GIFs.
I did.
But just to add on real quickly what you had said about how he kind of just
gets fully taken over.
Fully taken over underneath this temptation of sin. At 201, the choreography here looks really cool because his body moves like a marionette.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just very visually pleasing. And it goes to show kind of like this big, large contrast from what we've been seeing up to this point where yeah. it's not like he's fighting it. It's just happening now. Mm-hmm. It's taken over.
Yeah. That's really that one movement where we're like, oh shit. Like it's his whole body at this point. Mm-hmm. So yeah, as we now approach second 204, Bethany, you need to finish your wine.
Yeah. I need it.
Yeah. So
I gave
you go
204,
ahead.
I gave 204 a shout out at the beginning of the episode because you all really need to go to 204 of Boy yep. Meets Evil.
Yeah.
You need to. And watch it half speed.
Yeah. You go, you chug your wine and okay, I will talk about this for a little second. So yes, everybody needs to go watch this on half speed on a loop. I honestly, this is a part where I made a GIF of, so I'll post a GIF. So this is the part where J-Hope takes his hand, starting at his chest and slides it down his body as he body rolls.
Oh, and it's not just one body roll. It's like three or four body
rolls.
It's
many. Yeah. Fuck.
When you sent me the gifts, you sent like a little demon.
The
like
devil emoji.
Devil, yeah. I was like, yeah.
That purple smiling devil emoji is me. Like Jordan has decided like that's me.
That's your emoji?
That's my emoji.
I love it.
It's fitting. I love it too.
Yeah. But yes, so during 204, those body rolls sliding down. But when his hand reaches his stomach.
Holy shit.
You got to look at his face here, which it's hard not to, even though you're kind of distracted by the body rolls. But when his hand reaches his stomach, he slides his tongue out to one corner of his mouth. And then just briefly after, I mean, just a split half a second, fourth of a second, quarter of a second after, he scrunches his nose upward. Mm-hmm. And I hate to say scrunch because that makes it sound cute, but it's not fucking cute. Like, it's sexy as shit. And it's just like he's barely smirking while he does it. And all happens within a second. I don't know how he compacted all of this like sexiness into half a second.
I know
you that all little, like, have scrunch. To go watch it. It's really like sinful. I hate to make that kind of poor comparison here, but like it, the way that his face looks, it's just way too sexual.
It's like bringing on that Catholic guilt for you. You're like, this is too sinful for me to watch. Mm-hmm. It's not even like,
I'm looking at this and I know it's wrong, but if this is sin, he's definitely showing how easily it can be to give in to sin and how tempting, you know, it is.
Girl meets evil when we watch this video. Like literally that little nose scrunch is like him being like, come here. Like,
fuck, just yeah.
that little bit of like, you fucking get your ass over here. Mm-hmm. Also in this very second, contributing to everything that's amazing is that his hair is pushed to the side. So you can yeah. see like part of his forehead. You can see the entire side of his face, his jawline, and like the color contrast between the lighting and his sharp jawline and his collarbone. Everything is just chiseled and muscular. Mm-hmm. And it's, I mean, just fucking hot. It's all,
it's
you can
all
say.
Exposed. Yeah. The jawline, the collarbones, the neck. Yeah, definitely.
Damn. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So at 2:07, Hosok falls backward onto one hand. And to me, this is like, this is, I don't want to say the word, a very memorable movement for mm-hmm. this music video. He falls backward onto one hand and he then comes back up. Like he like falls backward onto his hand. And this choreography is just crazy because it goes to show just how much strength and flexibility he needs to be able to do this. But he falls back onto that hand and that one hand basically flips him over backward. Like he does a backflip, like a back bend on one hand, flipping his whole body over.
It's fucking crazy.
If you go and watch the Hope on the Street that we recommended, he practices this like tumbling acrobatic move over and over and over in the studio. And it just, it's shown very heavily in the video for Hope on the Street because it goes to show like how much practice it took for him to do this.
Yeah. I mean, it was a lot of work, and he even, to practice this tumbling move, like you said, he was even at a tumbling studio with like mm-hmm. matted floors, and there was like other mats around. Like he had to be in a protected environment to, you know, obtain these moves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. To get it down.
To get it down. Something that's really cool to me about this move that goes along with just the overall production of the video is that they cut back and forth when he's doing this move between like the reality and like the first place with like the purpley fog and then mm-hmm. like the colored goopy alternate kind of reality where like the yeah. evil has taken over. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And to me, it's just kind of interesting. It's like he has one hand in one and one hand in another when he's doing this movement.
Yeah.
Did you think of that?
No,
fucking,
I didn't.
These fucking
but you
hands.
Caught it. Yeah. So much detail and thought that goes into all the productions for BTS. Wow.
Yeah.
I also have to mention real quickly, during this move, when he does arch back and he flips up and he stands back up after that flip, his shirt comes up like all the way and we get full Hobie tummy exposure, which I can't even call it tummy because you can see the defined lines.
Mm-hmm. So we have to talk about right at 2:11. So this is like when he gets up from that. And first, with one hand, he just wipes his mouth with the palm of his whole fucking hand. His fingers spread out and his facial expression is stern and angry while the lyrics say it's too sweet. And it's just, this is the other moment I made a gif of because it's so fucking sexy.
Yeah. We're into that part where it's just like, things are a little too sweet here. And the way that he rubs his mouth like that. Mm-hmm. But then he takes his other hand. And this is all within like freaking a second and a half, maybe two.
Yeah.
He takes his other hand and slides it down the right side of his face, like starting from the top of his head all the way down like one half of his face.
Fuck.
And his head is like slightly tilted back. And his lips are parted and you can like see his beautiful teeth shining through, but his lips are parted so accessible. It's very sexual. He's got like these pure bedroom eyes and this whole, it's just all too much.
It's like that beckoning look, like the come over here. Like I've given in, so you give in also. Like
he's tempting.
He is our temptation. Like, yeah.
And I think that's the point. I think that is why he turned the sexy on, is to resemble that sin and temptation.
Yeah, mm-hmm. For fucking sure. Really just the contrast between these two looks, the stern and angry, it's too sweet. Mm-hmm. And then the sexy head tilted back, it's too sweet. It just wrecks us so, so much. And yeah, the gift captures both of these moments. So I will share that with you guys also.
Yes, please. I'll try to put them on Instagram somehow.
Yeah.
So at minute 2:20, he flips back into reality. And then we get to see this fighting back against the force of evil again, which is what we saw a lot at the beginning of the music video.
Mm-hmm.
This is also shown in Hope on the Street that he also practices over and over and over again. And so this part is where his right hand arches back behind him. And through one hand, he backflips using the strength of that one hand to hold him up. And then the other hand kind of hits the floor just briefly at the end. Mm-hmm. But we also get another like full on tummy exposure here. And yep. The shirt comes all the way up.
Mm-hmm. when he does this kind of backflip back into the first setting, like the main reality, we see broken bits of concrete that clutter the once clean space, and we see more cracks on the floor. And so it's again a physical representation that this battle between self has just completely destroyed the place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And because we were in this altered state too, part of me thinks that like even when he was in that alternate universe, or like when he was being taken over by evil, that like bits of concrete weren't there before. And then when we come back, we see that they're there, which makes me think that maybe he was still fighting it, but we just weren't seeing it. Yeah. During that part.
Mm-hmm. Right. Like maybe we were seeing like the other side, you know, like the other force. There was one force and then the other force, and we just got mm-hmm. to see them at different times. Yeah. That makes sense completely as well.
Yeah. So at the end here, he tumbles backward and then falls to one knee, and his hand from here inches up his torso all the way to his neck, mm-hmm. kind of in these sections as he like brings his hands up, mm-hmm. And it goes to the beat or to the instrumental of the song. Do, 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 like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And here it just, to me, shows him surrendering to the evil. He looks tired. He looks defeated. There's debris and just bits of concrete just cluttered and spaced all over, cracks in the floor. And here he is still on his knees with his hand controlling
with his hand body. On his neck. Yeah. Definitely a very powerful kind of last dance move to do. And then we see the camera panning out, and we see the room is darkened as there's kind of purple hued lighting streaming from above. And as we pan out more and more, the outline of J-Hope in this white shirt kind of fades into the room. So that's the end of Boy Meets Evil. And
oof. All we have to say is, how do Hosok stands survive?
Really? How do you? Really? Because you and I are pretty much wrecked by him consistently.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I truly can't fathom the feeling of being a Hosok stan, like when this came out and when like when the rest of Wings, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, like fuck, it's his era.
It's his era. Yeah. I truthfully believe, like, I've seen a lot of those like who won each era, whatever videos, which I'm like, whatever. Yeah. But I feel that most people can agree that Wings era is a big era for Hosok.
Mm.
His intro.
This intro is incredible, and I don't mm-hmm. bleep it or whatever, but it's it truly
is.
It's fucking is. And it's just our kind of our first taste of a member having like their own intro song video in this kind of format. And it's just a beautiful representation of what he can do as a dancer, as a choreographer, and as someone who deeply understands the lyrics that mm-hmm. they perform and that they write. And It will stand the test of time. Like,
yeah, I mean, he really took the song and translated it into dance.
Yeah.
And that's, I think, what we've come to really learn and appreciate, which we already did so much with Boy Meets Evil and with Hosok. But doing this research and just going through it, I feel like we could completely re-record this episode again and just have even more to say about it and have even more appreciation for him, and just how much production and choreography and skill and work and talent that went into it. All the practice, you can tell, and efforts he put into it. I'm so grateful we have it.
The intricacy and the detail that he put into this really makes this such a special choreography. And yeah, just an incredible way to really start Wings and to, you
what
know,
an intro.
What a fucking intro to an incredible album and
an
incredible era that, you guys, we cannot wait to talk about the Blood, Sweat, and Tears teaser and the Blood, Sweat, and Tears music video next week. It is something that has been long awaited for both of us. And
we've been dying to get to Wings.
We've been dying to get here, and we're finally here. So we hope that you guys are enjoying these Wings episodes as much as we are. We really hope that you enjoyed this episode. And if you have, and if you've enjoyed any of our previous episodes, there's a few things that you can do to let us know that we super appreciate and love. Writing a review on iTunes or wherever you listen is huge. Not only is it amazing to read all of your sweet, kind, thoughtful reviews, but it really helps people find us and it helps us go up the charts, which, like, just, I don't know, it makes us feel good about what we do.
And we don't advertise ourselves at all. So for you guys being able to, like, write reviews, it helps us, like, it just helps us get out there more.
Yeah, for sure. And we just want to thank you guys for all of the kind reviews that we've gotten so far. And if you haven't yet, if you could please hop on, it'll take 2 minutes, write us a review, and it'll mean the world to us. We would love to hear what you think about Boy Meets Evil. We love feedback on any of our episodes. So you can reach out to us to let us know how you feel, either on email or via social media. And of course, you can find links for all of those things in the description.
Thanks for listening, and thanks for standing BTS.